east of Road 258, 582 feet east of Road 88, a variance from the front yard setback requirement. State your name and address.
Stephen Wallow, 16573 Hudson Road, Milton, Delaware.
Do you swear the testimony you're about to give to be true and correct to the best of your knowledge?
Yes. Thank you.
Good evening, gentlemen. My name is Heidi Balliet. I'm representing the applicant this evening, Stephen Wallow. Preliminary, I have a handout for each one of you just for what we're going to be discussing. Okay, there's three parts to the handout I'm giving out. One is a letter from Herring Creek Builders who constructed the new residence that's on the property. And behind that are two surveys. They should already be a part of the record. At least the newest one is. There is a previous survey that shows the house as it previously existed, which will be part of the basis of our discussion this evening. From a historical standpoint, this house, this lot, had a home on it that was over 100 years old. And Mr. Wallow wanted to renovate that house and add an addition. So the survey that's in the back of the packet shows the existing home, and then it shows the additions that were planned. He did seek a building permit, and that building permit was issued to him. And then he sought a contract from Herring Creek Builders, and they constructed a residence on the property. The problem that existed was the previous home that was over 100 years old had a lot of termite damage and what they describe in the letter that's on the front as wood rot necessitated the removal of the structure. The error and the reason why we're here this evening is the home should have been built according to the county standards at a 40-foot setback. Of course, the letter explains that the builder didn't realize there was a 40-foot setback. He thought it was 30. And the home, as it was previously built, that was there for over 100 years, you'll see the front setback on that home was 35.3 or 35.6, depending on which side of the porch you look at, from the front setback. The new home is at 33 to the edge of the front porch. So if we go by the standard of the previous house, we're here asking for a 2-foot variance. If we're here by the county standards, we're here for a 7-foot variance. So for purposes of this evening, there is a hardship on the client because the home is already constructed and the error was not discovered until we were seeking a certificate of occupancy. So by virtue of the Sussex County Code, this is a hardship that would, in our opinion, necessitate your approval of that variance. So we would request you approve it. The issue with altering the essential character of the neighborhood, in my opinion, is not an issue because the previous home had been there for 100 years with just a two-foot difference. So.
Okay. Who obtained the permit for the building?
Originally, Mr. Wallow sought it, and then it was when they decided it wasn't going to be a renovation, it was going to be a new construction, it was Herring Creek. And I believe it states that in his letter that he prepared.
Excuse me. Okay, are there any questions, Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Burton?
No.
Mr. Hudson?
No.
Mr. Mills, any further questions?
No.
Okay. Hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? One. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I think the applicant's attorney has adequately addressed the standards for granting a variance. I'd make a motion that we approve case number 9778 and request that a letter be sent to Herring Creek Builders.
Okay. Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve case number 9778 and that a letter be sent to the contractor, Herring Creek Builders. All those in favor of the motion, give you the voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. opposed? Motion carried. Case is approved.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Case number 9779, Brumby Mobile Home Park, east of Route 1, Brumby's Place, being lot 17 within Estelle Smith Mobile Home Park. A variance from the separation requirement between units in a mobile home park. State your name.